she's hardly got the news. When she came right over, she had hardly gotten the news. But she came right over to what? She came right over
to tell me.
All right. If you invite somebody to come to see you this evening, and you won't tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, "Now, if you don't come, I'll
be disappointed."
All right. If you're glad you're going to be glad to see me. You both are going to be glad. That's you and Aunt Libby. I'm going to be glad to see you. You'd say, "We what? Glad to see you."
"We're so glad to see you."
All right, but in the future, I mean, like, I'll say, "I'm coming next week," and you say, "Well, we..."
"We'll be looking for you."
Okay, are we what? "Be glad to see you."
"We'll be glad to see you."
Okay, good. How about proud? Can you say proud in the same sense that you use that? Glad?
Yeah.
"We'll be proud to see you."
Yeah.
Okay.
"Glad to see
you." Okay. Now, if you're talking to a child who's misbehaving, you say, "If you do that again, I'll what you?"
"Spank you."
Okay. If a boy's beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is, or he's beginning to date her or whatever, he's beginning to what?
Like her. Fall in love with her.
All right. What was that called when they started to go out with each other? They're starting to...
date.
All right, date. Now they call it date. What's some old terms? Or he has serious intentions. He's planning to marry her. So he starts...
courting her.
Okay. If you say about the boy that he's dating, the girl's dating, you call him her what?
Fella.
Okay, fella or what else?